And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. It's now time for Ask the Experts. And in studio today, we have from Skank Insurance, we have Gary Skank and Jason Owens. And gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, thank you. The sun is shining bright out there. It's a beautiful day.
Yes.
The snow is melting.
Yes. And we're going to have great temperatures this week.
Yes. And that is great. So the scripture verse I have is Psalms chapter 69, verse 30. It says, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. And Kyle, I've found in my life that when I have a difficulty, which seems like I have difficulties all the time, I think most of us might feel that way, but there's times that I just know that there's nothing I can do. It has to be God that makes a difference. And that's the way it is in my life. God, I can't do anything without him. I really can't do anything without him. And so I want to thank him for all of his help this morning. And I encourage you to thank him for help in times past and the help that he wants to give you right now. Thank you, Kyle.
Absolutely. And as of right now, the phones are open at their offices right now. The numbers are 620-331-8800. That is 620-331-8800. So be sure to give them a call. Their phone lines are open right now if you have any questions for them. So be sure to give their offices a call today. And guys, what are we discussing today here in the first part of our program?
Go ahead, Jason.
Well, first off, Kyle, thanks for remembering my name.
It took a bit.
Yeah. And secondly, we're going to be talking about some programs that are available that might or might not have anything to do with us, but that have a lot to do with your listeners, our listeners.
With hurting people.
And hurting people.
Yes. We want to – I'm sorry, Jason. Let me say something. You know, Jason, you have a real heart, and I probably feel like that you have more of a heart for this than I do, but we should all have a heart to help people that are down and out and that are hurting. And you have a real heart for that. And that's the programs you want to talk about today, is some programs that are available to people that are in between insurance or maybe even homeless or whatever the situation is.
Right.
And just go ahead, Kyle. We want to have a passion and want to help these people. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
No, you're good. I appreciate it, Gary. So I recently had a friend of mine that I've known for, gosh, I won't tell on either one of us, but it's been, we can count it in decades, not years. So came in and her husband was needing some assistance and with the potential insurance landscape of their work. And he'd had a stroke a year back, and was, you know, the cost of insurance was about to be unattainable. I mean, and so she came to me for help, and I honestly didn't know what was available other than, you know, as you know, we sell ACA plans, but that wasn't really the right option for what was going on. And I was able to reach out to KDHE. We have a lady there that we work with occasionally, and she's been a real blessing. And at the end of the day, I didn't even know there was a program like this. And so I wanted to share it. For those of you that are trying to get disability,
you're talking about Social Security disability.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That are, you know, as you know, it's a long process. You usually have to get a lawyer. But in the meantime, you're stuck. You don't have insurance. You can't work. So what's available? And it turns out that Kansas has a program that is available. Now, there are some limitations, income and such like that. But once again, you're not able to work. So most likely that's a non-issue. Up to 1 year, you can get full-blown Medicaid on this program. It is called. Sorry. Of course, it wants to drop out.
That's modern technology Medican. For you sometime.
Yeah. Medican. It's similar to Medicaid. And it is, in essence, full-blown can care, from what I understand, for a year while you're trying to get that Social Security disability, in which case you would then qualify for can care. So it's a stopgap measure that you don't have to have that disability determination already. So while you're waiting on that determination letter, it's something you can apply for. So for many, or at least a few of our listeners, I'm hoping that that might be of assistance to even know that program's available. Because,
right,
as I said, I didn't even know it was something
right.
was available.
Right.
And, you know, of course, there are the medically needy programs. There's even a program for those that are, it's called Working Healthy, that offers medical assistance to employed persons with disabilities. So you're either on full disability or partial disability and still trying to work to the best of your ability. But obviously you're not making as much as you would like to be able to, but there are some options for those folks as well. So there are a lot of options available. And all you have to do is contact your local Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
You have a number for them, Kyle? Are you talking about April's number?
Yes.
Okay, let me get April's number for you. I think I can get it.
But for those of you that are needing assistance and they're just are in a rough spot, reach out, whether it be to them, to us, we'd be more than happy to try to direct you to the right people. At the end of the day, it's about helping people.
Right. And April, hopes you don't mind us giving her number here, but it's 620-577-7330. 620-577-7330. And she works for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
Yes, sir.
Which is what KDHE stands for.
Yes, sir.
And she can help link up people with these plans.
Right.
She knows the process. She knows what the hoops that you have to jump through to get there. And what about mental health?
Now, so as far as mental health, I'm, you know, we, Charles has is friends with Greg over there at Fort County.
Sure.
And, you know, I know they offer a lot of various services for the general public. And I just want to say, as I've been doing this job now the last several months, I see a lot of our clients have a few antidepressant drugs or things like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, go talk to someone if you need it.
Right.
There's no shame in this game.
Right.
It's about getting help.
And there's help available.
And there's plenty of help available.
Help available. And it can improve your quality of life and improve the quality of life of the people around you.
Absolutely. You know, I hope she doesn't smack me around too much when I get home. But, you know, even my wife, after having our son, had a pretty bad case of postpartum depression.
And
you know, I'd heard about it, but I had never seen that kind of depression firsthand in that kind of setting. And you know, it took her a little bit to be convinced, but she went to the doctor, and you know, about a week later, she was
feeling a lot better.
She was feeling a lot better, and we were feeling a lot better. And at the end of the day, it was what was needed. And you know what? Sometimes in her case, it was a short-term thing, and she was able to no longer need the medication.
Right.
And then
right.
other times, it may need to continue, but that's what's right for you and your family.
Now, thanks, Jason. And so your number here in Coffeyville, Jason?
620-236-6930.
602-236-6930, 802 West 8th is the office here in Coffeyville.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, Kyle. We're close up this segment right here.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have the second part of our program coming up. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this pleasant morning here in Southeast Kansas. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary Skank and Jason Owens from Skank Insurance in Independence and Coffeyville, respectively. And gentlemen, welcome back. Of course, office lines are open, 620-331-8800 there in Independence. And Gary, what do we have going here on the second part of our program today, sir?
Well, Kyle, this is the time of the year that if everybody's like me, they're trying to figure out how to get their taxes or their paperwork reconciled for 2020 for income tax purposes. And that means that you're looking at 1099s and W-2s and 5498s, which has to do with required minimum distributions. And there's probably other documents and forms, 1040 forms. There's other forms that I can't bring to mind right now. But it's a good time to look at those 1099s especially and see where you have money and you have $10 worth of interest for the year and think, why am I letting that set there? And I know that you need to have your emergency fund. You know, the furnace goes out and you need $6,000 or $8,000 to replace a furnace and whatever. I know you got to have an emergency fund. But if you have money setting aside that's not going anywhere, we can help you get a decent rate of return on that. And when you look at those 1099s and you see that there isn't a return, what's happened is your money has shrunk because the purchasing power of that money shrinks with inflation. And so if it's not earning interest, it's like termites eating at your house. You don't hardly realize it, but it is shrinking in purchasing power. And so, on the other hand, you might be getting paperwork and you might be getting statements showing that your account balances, brokerage accounts or whatever, are declining. And if that's a bother to you, if you want to not see those negative negative numbers on your statements, we can help with that. We help people get a decent rate of return, a reasonable rate of return, and we help keep money safe and protected from the market declines. And we have various different vehicles to do that with. And we'd be glad to look at your situation and see if we can help you. If we can't, we'll let you know. But again, we want you to have plenty of emergency money. And Kyle, or Jason, I think you had a comment or two about forms that people are getting in the mail.
So for those that are on one of the MSAs that we deal with, they will also, even if they normally would not file income tax, they have to file tax this year. Also, for those, I do a lot of ACA clients.
Right.
For those of you that are married and on ACA, don't forget, you do have to file jointly this year. Even if, assuming you have a spouse, even if you normally would file separate, don't forget, you do have to file jointly when taking advantage of the ACA.
And the ACA stands for
Affordable Care Act.
Affordable Care Act, or some people call it Obamacare.
Yes, sir.
Through the marketplace, because you're getting... What's happening there many times is, based on your household income, you're getting a subsidy from the government to help offset the cost of the medical insurance. So you may not be paying very much for the medical insurance out of pocket, but there's a subsidy that you're going to get a 1099 for that subsidy.
Yes.
And you need to talk to your tax person about that.
Absolutely.
You need to talk to your tax person. So what happens if they don't? They go to jail or what? Jason? Or do you
know? You know, that's a That's a good question that you should see your tax professional about.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You need to see your tax person. We just want to keep people out of jail.
Absolutely.
Out of trouble. And
absolutely. It is one of the requirements, though, that we go through, and it's a big, bold statement there at the end as you're signing up for the plan. But, you know, some people signed up a year ago, 2 years ago. And so I just want to send out that friendly reminder. Don't forget.
Right. 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 And it is easy to forget, you know. Yeah. But Jason, I want to say we've worked together for 8 months now or so.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say that I appreciate working with you, appreciate your heart, you know, many times. I know that you've seen many clients and you've told them, I can't improve your situation. Some of the clients that we've served in Independence have come down to you and talked to you because they're here local. And you've told them, I can't improve your situation. And I appreciate you having that kind of a heart. If you can't help, you just have to say, this is a second opinion, and I think you're good to go. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate that about you. And Kyle, we're about through here. So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence. 2801 Suite A in Independence. The number there is 620-331-8800. 620-331-8800.
And I'm at 802 West 8th here in good old Coffeyville. Once again, that's 802 West 8th, right beside Pearl Chevrolet. And the number there is 620-236-6930. 620-236-6930. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to see what we can do to help. Or, you know, if you're a vet and just need to talk, swing on by. We'll schedule a time and we'll have a sit down.
You're a veteran. Thanks for serving for us, Jason.
Oh, I don't need any thanks for that, Gary. That was that was some of the most fun 8 years of my life.
So, really?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you again so much for coming in today. We always look forward to talking to you, and we'll talk to you again on Friday. Let's go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have some students in from Field-Kinley High School with their weekly announcements. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.